Oh, Tabitha, come on. Adam ate almost all of his lunch. Now you finish yours so we can go shopping for some shoes. You, Esmeralda? Hello, Samantha. Yes, but he'll be leaving in a minute.
Oh, good.
Hello, Tabitha.
Hello, Esmeralda.
Esmeralda, would you mind babysitting while I take Tabitha to get some shoes? And while Darren goes to the driving range to hit some golf balls. Or at least to swing at them.
Hello, Esmeralda. How nice to see you, for a change.
Darren.
Oh, what I meant was, it's always nice to see you.
Thank you, Mr. Stevens.
Samantha, have you seen my golf glove?
Isn't it with your clubs?
No, and it's not upstairs.
Then it must be downstairs. I'll help you look for it. Tabitha, please finish your lunch.
I'm not hungry.
Sweetheart, you've been saying that an awful lot lately.
I think it's psychological. I think it's related to her feelings toward the new B-A-B-Y.
That spells baby.
Smart, isn't she?
Tabitha, will you please eat your lunch?
No, I don't want to.
Young lady, you'll finish everything on your plate or you'll go straight to your room.
Well, he gave her a choice. Let's go look for your golf glove.
She's expressing her emotions of rivalry by refusing to eat. I wish I could help her. Break through her appetite barrier by casting a spell on her milk. As a trumpet sounds with a shimmering beat, she who drinks this will crave to eat.
Sweetheart, where's that book you were studying called How to Line Up Your Fourth Putt?
That was called How to Improve Your Swing.
Sounds like the same thing to me.
On the TV set, why?
Just playing a hunch. It looks like a rose you were saving from your first dance.
Thanks. See you later.
Have fun.
Oh, I'm taking Tabitha her milk.
Never mind.
But her little stomach's empty.
And her little stubborn streak cannot go unpunished, so she will stay in her room for at least a good 10 minutes.
I'll put her milk in the refrigerator so it doesn't go to waste.
Oh, it won't go to waste.
Samantha, you drank Tabitha's milk.
So, it wasn't wasted.
It wasn't intended for you.
Oh, that's all right. It's all in the family. Well, no sense in wasting a perfectly good lunch.
The spell that hit you by mistake be now removed for both our sake.
Samantha, since you and Tabitha aren't ready to leave yet, could I run a fast errand?
Sure. This is delicious. As long as Adam didn't finish his strained carrots.
Elizabeth Montgomery in... Bewitched.
Yeah.
something that might help you.
Oh, not Mr. Druggist, Mr. Apothecary. Purveyor of prescriptions to some of the biggest names in the cosmos.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Apothecary, I need something.
Say, how about some premium grade nightingale tongues? You're going for a song. That's an oldie, really goodie.
Will they cure a hunger spell?
Yeah, but they're great for Warlock's foot.
I appreciate your peachy sense of humor, but I need something to cure a hunger spell, which I cast and now I can't remove.
Don't know as much as you think you know, huh? That's the trouble with you teenagers.
Oh, I'm not a teenager.
Huh?
I'm a young unmarried. I was hoping maybe you could give me a potion.
No maybes about it. I'll give you a potion. So potent, you'll pop your pink pajamas.
Now, you cut that out.
You got a date for the metaphysico, meditatum, and barbecue?
No. I've had dozens of offers.
Yeah?
How soon can I get the potion?
Well, just as soon as I finish this. It's a special formula. Of horn of unicorn, gizzard of lizard, tail of snail, caboose of moose, and chicken fat.
What does it cure?
Don't cure nothing. It's my lunch.
Mrs. Stevens, are you busy?
Mm-mm, not at all, Mr. Kravitz. I was just getting ready to make myself a sandwich.
You already have one.
I know. But somehow I think I'm going to want another.
Boy, are you a fast eater.
That was peanut butter and jelly. You'd like me to make one for you?
No, thanks. Mrs. Stevens, my wife generously offered to circulate a petition, then went to visit her mother.
Excuse me.
It's a petition to, Mrs. Stevens, are you listening?
Mm-hmm. You're circulating a petition.
Right. A petition relating to trash collection. As a housewife, you're naturally aware that our local collection of trash takes place on Tuesdays and
go ahead, I'm listening.
But this petition proposes that the days be changed to Mondays and Fridays.
Please continue, Mr. Kravitz.
I lost my train of thought. Do you mind if I come back sometime when you're less hungry? You do mind. Don't mind. Oh, thank you. Bon appetite.
Anybody home?
I'm in the kitchen. Samantha, no joking about it. You're a witch with an eating problem.
Back in the shoe store?
I didn't go.
No? Tabitha's still pouting?
Oh, no. Oh, she's fine. She's playing outside.
Then why didn't you take her shopping?
Because the shoe store doesn't sell hamburgers.
I guess I should ask what that means.
Sweetheart, I don't want to alarm you, but there's something wrong with me. I have a virus that creates an uncontrollable craving for food.
I never heard of a virus that makes people want to eat. I only heard of viruses that make people not want to eat.
Well, you're talking about mortal people. Darren, I think I have voracious ravenousitis. It's more common among warlocks, but witches get it too. I got it.
What can you do about it?
Well, I tried to call Dr. Bombay 5 times, but he didn't answer. I forgot. Saturday's his afternoon for his buffalo polo game.
How could you forget that?
It wasn't easy. In the meantime, I just ate tonight's dinner. So better go to the market.
I'll take you. But if you're sick, you shouldn't drive.
Who's going to stay with the kids?
Isn't Esmeralda here?
No. No, she went on an errand. Oh, but I'll get her.
How soon will it be ready?
Well, that's tough to say. I'm a slow worker. Except for the groovy chick like you.
You, Esmeralda!
Whoever paged you pooped my potion. Now I gotta start all over again.
Please hurry. I need it as soon as possible.
Yes, Esmeralda. Can you stay with the kids while Mr. Stevens and I go to the market?
Yes. How do you feel?
Hungry.
I should have told her. And I will. I definitely will. I'll tell her. Right after I cure her.
Sam, control yourself.
Yes, we are. I'll try.
Young woman, that's my apple.
Sorry.
I no longer desire it.
Samantha, will you stop that?
How?
Hey, what's she doing?
She's eating your lettuce.
Hey, man, what a far-out thing to be hooked on. But, baby, if your bag is shoplifting, don't steal from me. Steal from the store.
Madam, may I inquire what you're up to?
I'm eating cherry tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Will you please repeat that?
I'm eating cherry tomatoes.
I see. My next question is, why?
Because I'm hungry.
Madam, at the risk of branding myself a tool of capitalism, our purpose here is for you to buy merchandise and take it home. If you eat it here, you consume our profits.
You're right. I apologize.
Madam, may I inquire why you put this in my cart?
Darren, don't get cute. You know this is our cart. This is my husband.
Where could I find a small rump roast suitable for a bachelor?
In the meat department.
Thank you.
Darren! Esmeralda, how is everything?
Oh, fine. Tabitha's up in her room, and Adam's taking a nap. Do you need me anymore?
Oh, no. No, I'm going to take Tabitha to get her shoes on Monday. Saturday night. Guess she had a date.
Why don't you try Dr. Bombay again? He should have his buffalo back in the stable by now.
Calling Dr. Bombay! Calling Dr. Bombay! Emergency! Come right away!
Dr. Bombay is unavailable. His buffalo polo match went into triple overtime.
How thrilling.
May I help you?
Who are you?
I'm his new trained nurse.
Oh. Well, I'm Samantha Stevens, and I think I'm suffering from voracious ravenousitis.
Do you know how to cure that?
I've never even heard of it.
You have never heard of voracious ravenousitis? I thought you were a trained nurse.
I am, but that's not what I'm trained in. I'll give the doctor your message.
Should I take a wild guess at what she is trained in?
No. Say, I just thought of something.
What?
Let's eat dinner. I'm starved.
I thought you were in the baby's room, but you weren't.
No, I'm here. I'm just fixing myself a little sandwich.
You call that little?
Oh, be gentle with me, Darren. I've become a foodaholic.
Oh, come on, baby. How's my little kiss?
Oh. Oh,
come on now. It's Saturday night and we're young.
Dear, I'm in a hurry. I want you to finish my potion.
Well, I'm waiting for an ingredient I'd ordered from Neptune. Lately, deliveries from Neptune have been running late, so just to keep us occupied, let's fool around. You know what I mean? Oh, don't fight it, baby. You dig me and you know it. Take five.
Oh, sweetheart, would you make me a cup of coffee?
With saccharin, gotta watch those calories.
Yes, Samantha, what is it?
Oh, Dr. Bombay, I'm so glad you're here. Who won the polo match?
Sam, who cares?
I do, and so does my buffalo. Well, what's the problem? I have to get back to an important conference.
I know. We saw her. Dr. Bombay, I think I have voracious ravenousitis.
Really? I haven't seen a good case of voracious ravenousitis in centuries.
Never mind seeing it, just cure it.
My good man, I have to see it before I can cure it.
Oh.
Left elbow, please. By your disease, you won't be bested. Your symptoms are forthwith arrested.
That's all?
I don't believe in a lot of mumbo-jumbo. How do you feel?
Stuffed. Darren, I'm cured.
Doctor, you're okay. If I ever become a warlock, I'll use you.
If you ever become a warlock, I'll become a mortal.
Well, sweetheart, let's go back to bed. I have had a very full day.
Eat your breakfast, Tabitha.
Do I have to?
Yes.
Good morning, Darren, Tabitha. I'm sorry I over...
Sam?
Good morning, Darren, Tabitha. I'm sorry I...
You already said that.
I did. What happened?
You fell asleep.
That's impossible.
She did it again.
Are you all right?
Sure, I feel great. Bright-eyed and bushy. Darren, I think there may be something wrong with me. You know what I think I have?
Voracious sleepitis?
No. No, I think I have a side effect from Dr. Bombay's cure. You take Tabitha upstairs and I'll call him.
All right.
Dr. Bombay! Paging Dr. Bombay! Emergency, come...
Mrs. Stevens?
Oh, hi, Mr. Kravitz.
Excuse me for bothering you, but when I circulate a petition, I wear my victims down until they sign it. To refresh your memory from yesterday, this concerns trash collection.
Oh, yes, Mr. Kravitz.
You fell asleep.
Oh, well, I'm terribly sorry, but things have been a little hectic around here.
Apology accepted. It requests the city council to change the days of collection. Mrs. Stevens, I know all I'm talking about is garbage, but still in all, it's our community. And as citizens... Boy, she must have had some night. I never even knew she drank.
Is it ready? Is it ready?
Oh, I've been working on it all night. It's ready, willing and able, and so am I.
Yes, let me have it.
Only in exchange for a kiss.
Oh, would you settle for a nice warm handshake?
A kiss, a whole kiss, nothing but a kiss. They just can't keep the lips off of me. Just nothing.
Eureka! Where am I?
Samantha, I have the answer.
What was the question?
Yesterday, I put a spell on Tabitha's milk, but you drank it. I deserve your hatred. I'm no good. I'm a blundering fool who loves not wisely but too well.
Esmeralda, stop hamming it up.
You mean she didn't have voracious ravenositis?
No, but this will cure her.
Ah, well, thanks anyway, Esmeralda, but I'm afraid you're too late.
I don't get it.
Esmeralda, since Mrs. Stevens is temporarily indisposed, would you be good enough to call for Dr. Bombay?
Dr. Bombay! Paging Dr. Bombay! Emergency, come right away!
This better be pretty important to take me away from my tennis game.
That's what you wear for tennis?
It is when I'm tackling my new nurse.
Dr. Bombay, what my wife thought was voracious ravenositis wasn't.
Well, this is terrible. The treatment I prescribed could produce side effects.
Yes, it did. She keeps falling asleep.
Well, naturally. Because my incantation called for all her symptoms to be arrested.
So near and yet so far.
Oh, Dr. Bombay, now listen quick before I fall asleep. Esmeralda has a potion that will remove her spell. Now, if you can remove your cure, her cure can cure me.
Is she right?
I don't know. But it can't hurt to try.
Left elbow.
Right ankle. Ignorant, isn't he? The result of my treatment will all fade away. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay.
My, oh my, what a wonderful day.
Bit of a square, aren't you?
Wow, am I hungry.
Samantha, drink this in good health.
Did it work?
I think so. Yes.
Good. In that case, I can get back to my tennis match with my new nurse.
And what's the score?
I don't know, but my nurse does.
Here, you see? Everyone got all excited over nothing.
Sam? Sam!
Just a little joke, sweetheart.